Sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being, this is Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Well, hello. Isn't it a beautiful sunny day outdoors? Can't blame anyone who isn't listening indoors, my goodness. Welcome back to KTTH, 770 AM. This is Green Medicine Radio, and this is Jonathan Wright, Dr. Wright, Cornell University of Michigan and Vassar University, from the Toma Clinic in Tukwila. Now, I don't know if this program is mostly sharing secrets or attempting to answer questions, which sometimes can be done and sometimes can't. I'm very sorry. But whatever it is, it's good to be speaking with you each Saturday that I happen to be in town, which is most of them. And when I'm not, we've got really competent substitutes, don't we? Well, for most of the next hour, we'll discuss how health can be improved and then maintained, and healthy longevity further extended with use of natural substances and energies. Now, that's in case you want to discuss those things. Anything else you want to discuss that has to do with health, that's fine too. All beforehand is based very firmly on published science, the combined experience of Tahoma Clinic physicians since 1973, and most importantly, the incredibly long history of nature, creation, and humans. That's what's most important for staying healthy, is paying attention to nature, creation, and the humans in it. Yeah. Thank you to Key Pharmacy, Marin Valley Laboratory, Tahoma Clinic Foundation, the Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila, and the Tahoma Clinic Dispensary, also in Tukwila, for continuing to make it possible for us to talk with each other on Saturday about achieving and maintaining good health with nature's tools, which are indeed natural substances and energies. Now, before we get to the very urgent political topic, good grief, I wish politics would stay out of medicine, of saving bioidentical hormones and homeopathy and our First Amendment rights about health care, I should say our Declaration of Independence rights about health care, let's do a preview of a part of next month's Green Medicine Newsletter. Nope, this is not an advertisement. It's about the current Chinese viral epidemic, looking at aspects that aren't always mentioned and certainly not emphasized by various government officials and most of the mainstream media. I'm briefly going to review some published articles, some of which can be easily found online. Let's start with estrogen and the Chinese virus. A very well-qualified former professor wrote us an article entitled, "Is Estrogen Protective Against the Coronavirus?" He calls it COVID-19, in which he explains that it definitely is. Another article by a different expert, and these will all be reviewed in Green Medicine Newsletter, is titled 17-beta-estradiol, a potential ally to alleviate coronavirus infection. And yet another article about this topic, estrogen regulates the expression of coronavirus receptors in airway cells. Makes it harder for that virus to reach them. And that's not all. There's prevention and therapy of coronavirus with exogenous estrogen treatment. That means estrogen from the outside put into the body for both male and female patients. Yes, that was estrogen treatment for men and women in that title. All of these facts, and you can look them up, presented by these experts, suggest a very important reason for protecting bioidentical hormone replacement, don't they? Estrogen is protective against coronavirus. It's a potential ally. Therapy of coronavirus with estrogen for both males and females. My. And we're trying to get rid of bioidentical hormone replacement. Makes sense, doesn't it? Moving on from estrogen to gender itself and the coronavirus, two more articles are titled, "The Gendered Impact of Coronavirus. Do Estrogen Play a Role?" Maybe we did move on from estrogens. And Sex-Specific Coronavirus Mortality, which tells us, among other things, that men have a higher mortality rate. Ooh, could it have anything to do with that estrogen? Especially if they're taking their bioidentical hormones? Closely related to that article is another researched and written by different experts titled, "Low Testosterone Levels Predict Clinical Adverse Outcomes in Coronavirus Pneumonia Patients." Okay, guys, especially us older guys, let's make sure our testosterone is up to where it was when maybe we were 44, never mind age 21, maybe 44, and you'll have less of a chance of an adverse outcome if you happen to get the coronavirus. Oh, yes, and a certain government agency is trying to get rid of bioidentical hormone replacement. Oh, I mentioned that already, didn't I? But we better fight to protect bioidentical hormone replacement for men, too. Then there's an article from, no kidding now, Forbes magazine, published online June 15th, or July 15th, I made a mistake there, it's July 15th, that tells us about research done and published by researchers at Augusta University in Georgia. Here's the title, right there in Forbes magazine, published online July 15th. New study adds evidence for cannabis. Yeah, good old CBD as a coronavirus treatment. Did you know that without President Trump's 2018 Farm Bill, which legalized CBD, now not THC, but CBD, research such as this could not even been done? Now, there's also an exceptionally well-documented article accessible online in 24 languages. I'm not kidding. Right across the screen, you can click on whatever language you want to read it in. It's written by Swiss experts. This text contains dozens of links to click and read all the background of the conclusions, including this conclusion, which is very pertinent to parents who have children of school age. Okay, here's what it says. German medical associations have also given the all clear. The coronavirus is imperceptible or very mild in almost all children. Gee, are German children different than American children? I don't think so. German medical associations have also given the all clear. It's imperceptible or very mild in almost all children. Schools and daycare centers should therefore be open immediately and without restrictions. Gee, funny thing, kids are going to go to school in Germany despite the fact they got a coronavirus over there. I'm going to repeat this and tell you where you can look it up, too, online. Read all about it. German medical associations have also given the all clear. The coronavirus is imperceptible or very mild in all children. Almost all children, excuse me. Schools and daycare centers should therefore be open immediately and without restrictions. There's no need for small groups, distance rules, or masks. Did you hear that? From these Swiss medical experts, they're telling us that German medical associations are saying there's no need for small groups, distance rules, or masks among children in school. Now, this entire very well-documented article is accessible today. I just went there a couple of hours ago. So if you'd like to read it yourself, it's a long son of a gun, but it does come with links to the various proofs. And here we go with the online where you can find it. Of course, it starts with HTTPS, and a colon, and for whatever reason, two forward slashes instead of just one, and then SWPRS.org, /a-swiss-doctor-on-covid-19/. I'm going to repeat that, just in case you want to read it and take it to your school board or something. Remember, German medical associations have given the all clear. Mm-hmm. I think German children are quite like children around the world, aren't they? Y'all. Okay, well, you can access this article at https://2/2/. And if that doesn't find it, you can try it with just one forward slash, but I don't think I made a mistake. SWPRS.org/a-swiss-doctor-on-covid-19/. Okay, enough coronavirus stuff. On to protecting our rights to take care of our own and our children's health, which we really shouldn't need to do. But we unfortunately are being forced to do it by various federal and state actions. So please go to all those W's and .anh-usa.org. That's www.anh-usa.org, Alliance for Natural Health. Scroll down just a little bit to FDA turns its back on women. Yep, that's what they're doing. Can't have any of those bioidentical hormones. Oh, my goodness, we might be protected against the coronavirus. Can't have that, can we? Click there and consider reading not only the explanation about how FDA is trying to eliminate bioidentical hormone replacement, but also consider reading a few of the 71 comments posted by women about how much BHRT, bioidentical hormone replacement, has helped their health. No surprise, all 71 comments are favorable to bioidentical hormones. Now, just one click, and you can send the protest message that's already there or altered in any way you want. And it will go to your two U.S. senators and your U.S. representative. We don't need to join Alliance for Natural Health to do this, although joining does get us email alerts whenever some part of government threatens our health. Isn't that wonderful, having got government threaten our right to take care of our own health? Uh-huh. Which country are we in, anyway? If we all do this, we can likely get FDA to back off, as we all did through the Alliance for Natural Health in 2008 when FDA first tried to ban estriol. Yes, they did. They tried to ban it. They sent a letter to compounding pharmacies saying that they should never, ever use it in compounding, despite the fact that it's a strictly anti-carcinogenic estrogen. That doesn't seem to impress FDA, just like they don't seem to be impressed by the articles whose titles I read you that shows that estrogen protects against coronavirus. Doesn't matter. Gee, I'm wondering what bioidentical hormones compete with. That must be have something to do with it. I bet you know what it is. Yep. And while you're at that ANH website, while you're there, please consider clicking and reading in one other place, although there's really several more that could be very useful. But this one is entitled IV, just as in intravenous, capital I, capital B, dash C. Yes, intravenous venous vitamin C for the coronavirus. What the feds don't want you to know. It does exactly that, giving us all information that government has literally tried to suppress about intravenous vitamin C and the coronavirus. Please consider reading about this and, of course, clicking to send the email letter of protest to your members of Congress. And, folks, I wish we could get back to just talking about health, health care, staying healthy, being healthy, and not having to have me yammer at you about the political threats to what the Declaration of Independence calls our right, God-given right, to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And if we don't have that right to life and pursuit of happiness, that's called not being allowed to take care of our own health care. Good grief. I'm so sorry about all these politics, but got to talk about them. I'll be much happier to answer your questions about health care as soon as I shut up here, which I should do.
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
We've all heard of using curcumin as a spice. But in the March issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, Dr. Wright gives a detailed look at the many health benefits that curcumin provides. He quotes a renowned doctor who shares that curcumin is by far one of the most powerful antioxidants known to science, hundreds of times more powerful than blueberries and dark chocolate. In addition, studies reveal that curcumin can lessen or eliminate depression, prevent Alzheimer's and other dementia, reduce obesity, and much more. Subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter for the full article and for other health insights. Visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. That's 602-252-4477. The Green Medicine Newsletter at greenmedicinenewsletter.com. Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Well, indeed, I'm still here, even though it's nice and sunny outdoors. I bet you know where I'm going once the program's done, but right now I better listen to Bear. Hi, Bear. What's on your mind?
Hi. How you doing, Doc?
Well, a little more uplifted with all that nice sunshine. How about you, sir?
Yeah, I always enjoy the sunshine. It's always uplifting. I'm calling about almost 2 months ago. I had started to get a significant amount of floaters in my right eye. So
yeah.
I went to see the eye doctor, and they looked at it, and they determined that they said my viscous gel was shrinking. It's not uncommon for my age. I'm 57. And this is really nothing they could do. It's an ordinary thing. And they said, like, 95-97% of the time, it resolves itself within a month. And what about the other 3-5%? I said, well, it could detach your retina because the gel sticks to the retina, and as it shrinks, it pulls away. But there's absolutely nothing I could do. And so I'm in month two, still having bouts of it. It'll seem like it'll start clearing up, and then all of a sudden I'll get another wave of it. And I'm just wondering, is there any supplements or vitamins or anything I can do?
Well, a couple of thoughts, sir. One of them is much less expensive and findable in all the health food stores. And my apologies if I mentioned to you sooner. Earlier when you called and didn't work for you, you tell me. It's a combination of three things. They're all natural. They all belong in human bodies. They're called choline, inositol, which is spelled I-N-I-S-I-T-O-L, inositol. I should say I-T-O-L, not I-S-T-O-L. Choline is C-H-O-L-I-N-E. And the third one is an amino acid called methionine. Now, I'm sorry I don't remember any brand names, but I know that if you walk into any health food store or call the Tahoma Dispensary, speak to our product expert, Tawny, or any product expert in any health food store, they can all tell you, oh, there, all that shelf over in that aisle, it has the combination of choline, inositol, and methionine. And there are articles in medical journals going back to the mid-20th century. I guess we are in the 21st now, aren't we? I suspect, yeah. Mm-hmm. That say that using those regularly just gradually cuts down on the floaters. Sometimes it takes them away entirely. Sometimes it just cuts them down to a minimum. But there isn't anything in there that can hurt anybody. It's really a good thing. You could take half the bottle a day and might get diarrhea, but that's about the worst. So if you haven't tried that combination already, it, again, was published in medical journals back in the last century, having the power to cut down on floaters, quote-unquote, for most people. And if you can buy it in the health food store, it's not going to cost you thousands of dollars. Now, the other thing that comes to mind, though, is more pricey. No question about that, but it definitely can work for folks. That's the therapy that was developed by Dr. Niehans over in Germany, where he took the fetal tissue from animals, not from people now, from usually with sheep, but now they're doing rabbits, mostly because rabbits breed much more quickly and there's a lot more rabbits available that way. They'd take the fetal organ, in this case it would be eye, and inject it into a person, and a whole variety of eye conditions would improve, including floaters. I don't know about the gel material inside the eye, but what it does is rejuvenates that particular organ. I've worked with it, just for example, for a fellow who was needing blood transfusions almost every week because his bone marrow wasn't working, and he was told he was going to need that for the rest of his probably short life. Well, nothing else was working, so we ordered up for him, which is legal to do if it's ordered for a single individual and not offered for sale as a remedy for anything. We ordered that for him. It had to come in from overseas because certain federal agency would probably go after it if it were made in our country. And it was bone marrow, nothing more than fetal bone marrow cells. Okay, you got several injections of those. And within 6 months, he was getting a blood transfusion about every 6 weeks. And then he stopped needing blood transfusions and went back to the country in which he was born, because he was in his 70s, namely China. And when I saw his son some 2 years later, I was told that he had lived the rest of his life in China with no more blood transfusions, and he was so happy he could do that. And all we did was give him bone marrow cells from fetal rabbits. And yes, it is legal, again, of course, not to grow these rabbits here in the United States, but at least to use the material for a single individual. It's a little bit pricey, sir. It usually runs a few thousand dollars, but I would start, of course, with the other remedy if you haven't tried it already, the choline, inositol, and methionine.
Thionine.
Methionine. Methionine.
Okay. I just had a question about the other, about the injecting the rabbit fetal tissue in. What about your body's immune system response to that as a foreign agent?
It doesn't. That's the point to fetal. That's what Dr. Niehans was worried about, too. So he never did inject any from even newborn or adult. He only did it from fetal, and there never was an autoimmune response. And all the years I've used it, since it became legal to import it into this country for any one individual in under the Dietary Supplement Act, nobody has had an adverse affection and has been affected adversely, if I get my words straight. And nearly everyone has been helped, some greatly, some mildly, but nearly everyone has had some degree of help, and nobody has gone autoimmune, sir. It would if it were adult tissue or newborn tissue, but it just isn't when it's fetal tissue. Otherwise, the mommy would be rejecting the fetus, wouldn't she, the mommy rabbit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very interesting. I'll look into that. One more quick question. I'll let somebody else get in. I have sleep apnea, borderline sleep apnea, and so I have an arrhythmia problem. And you want me to go on a CPAP machine? Well, actually, they actually prescribed it and all that.
Yep.
I wonder if there's anything I can do. I've been trying to lose weight, but I'm on a whole bunch of heart medications, and from my reading, they're causing me to have difficulty losing the weight.
I
struggle to lose weight, and then I struggle to keep from even gaining it. I mean, I'm turning into a vegetarian trying to lose the weight. and just wonder if there's anything else I can do.
Quite possibly, sir, but it really would require reviewing everything you're doing now and hope to do for the future with a doctor who knows what they're doing in natural medicine. One question, though. Anybody in your family have type 2 diabetes? Anyone you're related to?
Yeah, my mom.
Guess how I knew, sir.
She has the diabetes where she takes the pill. Whichever one that is. She doesn't take the injections, she takes the pill.
Exactly. And then if you've got type 1, it's the injections. And if you got type 2, you take a pill. All right.
Yeah,
well,
my mom.
Well, you know how I knew that, sir? You told me you were having such trouble with losing weight. And people who come from family lines where there's type 2 diabetes do have a lot of trouble gaining weight. In fact, there was a professor at a university in the UK who proved, he just outright proved, that college students with that who came from a family line with type 2 diabetes gained 3 times as much weight, and yes, I did yell 3 times as much weight, as college students who came from families who did not have any type 2 diabetes, eating exactly the same diet. These kids all had to live in the same dorm. They had to all eat exactly the same thing. And this group over here gained 2 times as much weight as that group over there. And none of these kids right now had type 2 diabetes, none of them all. But the ones who came from families who did have it gained 3 times as much weight. And it was due to the fact that their bodies were much more sensitive to the sugar and carb signal and made a whole lot more insulin. Okay, I'll shut up, but they gained that much more weight, sir. So I really would get in to see a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and knows about this kind of stuff.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Doc, and you have a great day.
You too, sir, and I hope you can enjoy some sunshine if you get a chance. Okay, time for me to shut up again and listen to, I think it's Beverly calling us from Des Moines. Hi, Beverly.
Hi, Dr. Wright. So thank you for being there on this sunny day. I'm calling about my 26-year-old daughter. Over a month ago, she developed a deep, consistent ache in her one eye, in just one eye. And the vision in that eye was hazy, and it even was so much, it bothered her even to sleep. On the 29th of June, she went to see an urgent care doctor, and he told her it was a migraine, even though her head wasn't hurting, and he prescribed, I think it's called Ketorolac, and he said if the medication, are you there?
I sure am, ma'am.
Okay, it got so quiet. Said if the medication doesn't work, that she needed to see an ophthalmologist. Well, it didn't work. It actually got worse. So on July 1st, she went to see an ophthalmologist, and he couldn't find anything wrong with her eyes or nerves after doing heat signature photos. So he thought it could be related to sinuses. So he prescribed sinus medication, even though she wasn't having sinus issues. He told her to stop the previous pain medicine, and because her vision was 20/20, he wasn't concerned about her many hours on screen time. Well, she had no improvement, so she went back to the ophthalmologist, and he did more tests, but he didn't dilate her eyes, which she thought was kind of odd. But he told her he didn't need to dilate her eyes because he felt that he did enough tests to see the nerves. Well, nothing improved, and so he set her up with, I think it's called a neuropathologist at Swedish.
Okay.
She went there on the 10th of July, and they did dilate her eyes. They said that it was necessary to dilate her eyes to see what was going on. And the diagnosis was that she had optic neuritis, and they did an MRI on her because they wanted to rule out MS, because evidently that can be a precursor to MS. They found out only one nerve was acting up, and there was no signs of MS, thank God. But they prescribed high doses of ibuprofen, 12 pills a day at 200 milligrams. And they told her if that didn't work, that they wanted her to go on steroids. Well, she's not on steroids. She didn't want to go that route, but she's been on the ibuprofen. But now after a week of being on the ibuprofen, the pain did start to subside in her eye.
Good.
But she, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm not saying anything else. I just said good, for no pain.
Okay,
or less pain.
Almost done here. She's taken 2 pills of ibuprofen now, but she feels the ache and the strain when she looks around, and the haziness is still there. So I'm just asking, is there anything else that she can do nutritionally to strengthen that nerve?
Oddly enough, ma'am, there may be a remedy, but I'm just saying may. I'm certainly am not an ophthalmologist, but I do a lot of reading. And years ago, must be 1970s, some doctors just outright proved that nerves could be promoted to repair themselves by using HCG. Now, HCG is this stuff that is made by the placenta in fairly large quantities when the fetus is gestating. But the fact that it could get nerves to regrow themselves was undisputable, because the docs actually cut nerves in half, that badly damaged them, and then waited until the animals recovered, which they did, and made a biopsy of the area that they'd cut in half, and oh my goodness, the nerves were growing right back across it and working just fine, thank you. So you might want to check in with a doctor who knows about that, because one thing that HCG cannot do is harm anyone. It's called hemochorionic gonadotropin. You can look it up. We all took a bath in it when we were inside our mummies, and we didn't get hurt. So it's not going to hurt anybody, and we can repair and regrow nerves with it sometimes. I did not say always, but I've used it for people with nerve damage, and it's worked for most of them.
Oh, that's great. And then I also heard you last week, talk about copper for nerve issues. And so I put her on a copper and zinc combination, like you said, the 30-2 ratio.
Yep.
Do you think that will be helpful or not?
I think it has a chance of being helpful, because that copper is a big deal at electrical conduction. However, the reason I suggest seeing a doc who knows about this is that there are a lot of things to be considered. We can do a hair mineral analysis and check all the different minerals there are and see if there's other ones that are low. For example, magnesium has a lot to do with regular heartbeat anyway. But, yes, there is at least the one option I mentioned for repairing nerve damage, ma'am.
HCG. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. And there comes the music, so I got to shut up, and we'll get to Beverly from Tacoma right after the break.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. Tea Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for Tea Builder, the formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's Sun Pal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer and every time you're outside. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skinned people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com.
TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, TanPal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal, call 1-888-893-6878.
And now, back to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I guess I am still here, even though the sunshine's quite tempting. Anyway, I better listen to Beverly, who's calling us from Tacoma. Hi, Beverly, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I have a good friend that has just been diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's
disease. Yes, ma'am.
And, of course, I've read, he was just diagnosed that I learned last Thursday, and he was the picture of health. He wouldn't think, very nutritionally aware, 60s, about 67, but looked, he was a bodybuilder of sorts. I mean, he's not of sorts. He took his serious interest. He quit drinking like 30 years ago and, got into bodybuilding and very nutritionally aware. And recently his muscles began to weaken. And of course, because he was doing, a lot of his daily life was spent, hiking or doing physical activity, he noticed and was just diagnosed. And it looks, when I read, it just looks like it's just the symptoms that you die from are just completely terrorizing. And I just, especially the part about you can't breathe. And I just wondered if there's anything that is in the medical field. I know that you're both a medical doctor and a naturopathic doctor. And if there's anything that is going on now that is not, that could help mitigate at least the suffering of...
Yes, ma'am. Indeed, there may be. There was a publication over 10 years ago, between 10 and 20 years ago, that fortunately came out in English, even though the research was done in Italy. And what they had done is to use relatively low doses of lithium, the mineral. Now, I'm not talking about the big giant doses that are used in manic depressive psychosis, which can occasionally be toxic, although there is a way to prevent that toxicity. That's another story. But I don't need to talk about those tremendously high doses. Now, I haven't seen anyone personally who has ALS. They usually go with a neurologist, and yeah, they too are disappointed with the availability of treatments, which is almost zero. But that Italian report written in English told us that a lot of those people either had their ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease stopped right where it was, or they at least had it slowed down, and some of those people had actually had some improvement. Well, darndest thing happened, ma'am. Some people over here in the United States, they decided to try lithium on ALS, and they reported it didn't work. So I decided to read both studies again, at least the first one again and the second one for the first time, and it became very obvious what the flaw in the second publication was. They had not stopped having the patient use a patentable medicine that is sometimes prescribed for ALS. In Italy, they didn't use any patent medication. They just used the lithium. And apparently the patent medication got in the way of the lithium, but the American researchers didn't care. They had added the lithium. Nothing seemed to get better, so they said lithium didn't work. What they should have said is lithium plus the patent medication didn't work. Okay, so that debate's been going on back and forth, although slowly, because here in the States, nobody wants to pay any attention to the Italian work. But it's definitely worth trying, ma'am. If I had ALS, I certainly would try it, simply because, as you were just telling me, Lou Gehrig's disease is not at all something that anyone can put up with easily, especially knowing where they're going with it.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. Do you know how I might access? I'm elderly, and I'm not good with digital anything, but I do know how to go to Google Scholar. So how could I, what would you suggest I put in that search bar to get at, or can I at this Italian study?
I really don't know, ma'am, but you can certainly give it a try. And if you can't find it, I may be able to have somebody search. I'm sorry, we've got over 100,000 publications in electronic or paper form, so I'm not always sure we can find everything, but I know I read them and I know what they said. So if you can't find it, then we'll see if we can find it. It might take us a while, but we'll see if we can. Now, you're familiar with what's called PubMed, P-U-B-M-E-D?
Yeah, I get that. I think they publish on Google Scholar.
Well, if they do or don't, you can always put in capital P-U-B, capital M-E-D, just like that. Go click, and up comes the search engine for the National Library of Medicine. And then you might go ahead and enter amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. It would be best to use the full official medicalese name, because that's what medical journal articles are published in usually, rather than saying Lou Gehrig's disease. But it might be wise to put that in, and then put in lithium and see if you get anything.
Okay.
I haven't tried that lately. The publication was quite a while ago.
Okay, so it's P.med?
No, it's P-U-B, as in pub.
Oh, pub. Okay, P-U-B.
Yeah, it's pub, like another word for a tavern, and then just M-E-D, the first three letters in medicine.
Okay. Do I have to capitalize or not capitalize? Does it matter?
I haven't tried that, ma'am. I always capitalize.
Okay, I'll try it, though.
I don't know.
Okay. Just PubMed.com.
That's right, ma'am. It might be .org. I'm sorry. But usually
okay.
I just put in PubMed
and
up it comes.
Okay.
And then their search engine comes up right away, and then you can put in the two words, lithium and Lou Gehrig's disease, or the three words.
Okay.
Or ALS, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Lithium and
amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Yep.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling. Gee, that's sad that here in the United States, in our free country where we're supposed to have the right to take care of our own health, but we don't, as we all know. Not the way we want to, anyway. In many cases, I won't say all cases, that would be silly. And it's very sad we don't get informed about overseas research that actually works. Okay, time for me to quit mourning here and listen to Rick, who's calling us from Maple Valley.
Hi, Dr. Wright. I was wondering if I have about 12 supplements that I take every day, and I'm not able to afford to keep buying all of them, and I'm wondering if taking half a dose of, for example, Sage Remind would do some good, or if I need to prioritize which ones to cut out.
Okay, I'll put it a different way. You need to prioritize the ones you just really have to keep going, and in our part of the planet, one of them is called vitamin D. We all know why.
Yeah.
And the other one, of course, is the one that humans can't make, but most other animal species can make a whole bunch of it in response to any stress, and that's vitamin C.
Yeah.
So those two I'd keep going as much as you can afford to. Yes, you will get some beneficial effects. They may not be as strong a beneficial effect, but you'll still get some beneficial effect from half doses of everything else. Unless it's totally necessary, I simply wouldn't half dose the D and C.
Okay. All right. So, great. Thanks very much.
All right,
and
sir.
Those are both relatively cheap, so.
That's true, yes. Good.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling. Okay. Now you can hear the music. And I should mention that our caller numbers are 206-421-1770 and 800-465-8770. Because after we get back from the break, there's just Donna waiting, poor thing. And after that, you'll have to listen to me carry on if nobody else calls in.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with Medical Director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare. Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
All right. Well, Donna's been patiently waiting, so I need to get to her. And Carol called us from Seattle to rescue everybody from needing to listen to me just ramble on. So Donna and then Carol. Hi, Donna. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Well, I have my daughter has had toe fungus forever, and she's tried everything, laser and everything. It seems to help some. I was just wondering if there was something that you could recommend that she might try.
Sure enough, ma'am. One, the two things that are capable of killing off that toe fungus are oregano oil and good old tea tree oil. That was called Australian penicillin during the Second World War because it killed so many germs. However, used by themselves, they'll never get you anywhere because they have to get through those toenails and through the thick skin to wear that fungus in to kill those funguses. So, Professor Stanley Jacob at the University of Oregon taught us all and has written several books about it. Stanley Jacob, two names if you ever want to look up his books. a substance called DMSO, which most of us have heard of. It's dimethyl sulfoxide. It's for sale in all the natural food stores. One wants to look for the strong one, the 99.9%. I don't know why they don't do 100%, but it's always 99.9. And as Professor Jacob pointed out, anything put anywhere on the body and then rubbed over with this DMSO, whoop, it's going to power it into the body. And if it happens to encounter some germs along the way, it's going to kind of kill them off. Now, thing is, though, DMSO smells very much, and so does oregano oil, and so does tea tree oil. Not as bad, though. So, just for example, if we were to put oregano oil on our toenails and then some DMSO, we wouldn't want to go to a party or go out in public. Of course, with the coronation virus going around, we might not want to anyway. And it also can sting when it's full strength, 100%. And some people say, oh, it's too strong for me. It stings too much. So Dr. Jacob told us all, after doing some more research, that if we make it 70% DMSO and 30% distilled water, he insisted on distilled water so the water wouldn't be carrying anything in it. If we made it to 70% DMSO and 30% distilled water, and if you ever do mix these two, always do it in glass or ceramic and never in plastic. It might melt some of the plastic because it gives off a lot of heat. Anyway, if we make some 70-30 DMSO, that can carry in just as well as the 100%, but if we go below 70%, it doesn't carry things as well. So what I've recommended people do is either use the tea tree oil to start with anyway, because it doesn't smell as bad as oregano oil. That's really like a pizza at 20 yards. So anyway, to rub that in and then rub right over that as soon as that seems to be soaked in as much as it can anyway, and it doesn't do much soaking in on where the nails themselves are. It soaks in the surrounding areas. But if there's even a light coating on those nails, then we next take the DMSO, 70%, the distilled water 30%, and rub that right over either the oregano or the tea tree oil. And you won't see much change at all for at least 3-4 weeks. And then, hey, I think it's looking a little better. And people have come back and showed me that after several months, their toenails are now perfectly okay. Thank you. They didn't come back just for that. They usually had something else in mind, too. But they, oh, yeah, by the way, here's my toenails. So I'm not going to tell you I've seen it work in every case, because not every person comes back to tell me whether it did or didn't, but I have seen it work. And again, we can thank Dr. Stanley Jacob, plus the people who discovered long ago that oregano oil and tea tree oil would kill germs and fungi.
Wow. I will definitely tell her about this, because it's been a struggle for years.
And tell her, like I say, she might as well do it. Maybe late at night before she goes to bed, long enough for her toes to dry, because otherwise she's going to be kind of smelly in public. Not that it's a bad smell, it's just unusual.
Huh. All right. We will definitely try it. It's really a problem. So we will definitely try it, and thank you, and I love your program.
Well, thank you, ma'am. The nice thing about it is, unless you're allergic to those two oils, or one of the two, and a very few people can be allergic to anything. So if she happens to think, oh, I might be having an allergic reaction, best thing to do is check in with a natural medicine doctor who can help her to become not allergic. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And let me switch over here to Carol. Hi, Carol. What's on your mind?
Hi, it's Carol. I used to work for you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I have a question about the vitamin C. Can you take enough oral vitamin C to kind of equal one of the IV vitamin C, the high-dose vitamin C IVs? And does that bind viruses or stop you from spreading it? Because I'm reading a little bit of information on ozone, IV, the IVs I spoke of, and also the UVBI. So I'm looking at what each thing does, and what could one do at home to sort of replicate at least the vitamin C. Yeah, you get me.
Sure. Now, on the vitamin C, ma'am, there is a particular form of vitamin C called lipophilic, that just means fat-loving, in which the vitamin C molecules have been surrounded by fat molecules that the body just loves to absorb. So a person can use a much higher dose of that without getting bowel intolerance. Linus Pauling originally told us, when we're getting sick, go up to bowel tolerance, which means just take as much vitamin C as your bowels can handle without getting gas or loose bowels, because for many of us, past, oh, somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 10 grams at a time. And what do you know, we are not going to be socially unacceptable and socially acceptable in public.
Right.
But somebody came up with this liposomal. I said lipophilic, but I meant liposomal, S-O-M-A-L, vitamin C. And I talked to a couple down in Texas who are happily using 25 grams each per day. And they get rid of their, early symptoms of just about any illness really rapidly that way. But they can also afford this liposomal vitamin C. It is pricey. Now, it's not as pricey as showing up for an IV. That's true. So there is that consolation, I guess you might say. But with regular vitamin C, usually the most of the before any of us express bowel tolerance is between 5 and 10 grams a day. And you don't take it all at once. You take maybe with each meal or at least twice a day. And it does work better if it's taken every 3-4 hours if we're really getting sick. With liposomal, you might be able to get yourself between 20 and 30. I doubt you get yourself much further. But this one couple told me they both could get it up to 25, 26, something like that. And that definitely would be worthwhile because it does kill viruses. There's just no question about it. Frederick Klenner, I keep mentioning that name because he should be famous, but he's not. In 1949, he published in a medical journal the results of curing polio with vitamin C in 60 cases. These people were partially paralyzed when they were brought in to see Dr. Klenner, and he cured them all with intravenous vitamin C. They didn't have the liposomal at that time, and bowel tolerance was just as low as it is today. So he did intravenous, and he cured 60 cases of polio. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. We can't pay attention to that.
Yeah, I get you. I feel your frustration on that, too. And did you say Dr. Klenner?
Klenner, K-L-E-N-N-E-R.
And that was 1949 studies, right?
Yep. Now, you won't find that in that PubMed, National Library of Science. What you have to do is just put in the name Frederick, spelled like Frederick usually is, Frederick, I-C-K, Klenner, K-L-E-N-N-E-R, and vitamin C and polio, and a couple of websites will come up. One of them may have that article there about the polio cases, but a couple of websites will come up that will tell you all about Dr. Klenner's pioneering work with vitamin C and a whole variety of infectious diseases.
Nice. Yeah, I don't think I knew about him. I knew about Linus Pauling, of course, but thank you. Yeah, and what do you think of combining some of the, you know, sort of the ozone treatments with UVBI or vitamin C? And there's also an intramuscular ozone. I know that people are using it for lots of things, but there's that too. So I'm
if you're going to go after virus, ma'am, if you're going to go after virus, you pretty much have to go after it intravenously so that the remedy you're using goes every place the blood flows, which is unfortunately where the virus can go too. So now both ultraviolet blood irradiation and high dose vitamin C can indeed kill a whole bunch of different viruses. But unfortunately, a doctor in California who was curing coronavirus cases with ultraviolet blood irradiation got a warning letter from the Federal Trade Commission telling him to cease and desist telling anybody about it because there weren't a sufficient number of so-called controlled studies. Now, I got to admit, it's nice to have a controlled study. It surely is. But to do enough controlled studies to get FDA, quote, approval, unquote, according to Tufts University, not me, cost $2.6 billion. And I don't know any practitioners out there who can afford $2.6 billion. They can't avoid it. They can afford ultraviolet or radiation machines, but not $2.6 billion worth. So anyway, he got a warning letter. How do I know it worked? Because a couple of people I know went to see him down in California, and they were cured.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, it's, we've got to work on it. We've got a lot of political work to do in the long term, but short term, what can people do at home is what I'm looking at, or what can people do, you know, with their existing doctors that do these things, you know?
Yep. Well, check in with a natural medicine doctor, ma'am, and if you get a chance, it takes less than 10 minutes to go to anh-usa.org and look up the part on intravenous vitamin C, for example, and send a message off to your congressperson, which asks them to please get FTC and FDA off of people's backs for curing people with intravenous vitamin C.
Will do, and I've done a bit of it, but I'm going to do it again.
Thanks a lot. It doesn't take long.
Thank you too, doctor. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we can all hear the music. And the sun's still out. So I think I'll go out and say hello to the sunshine. Thank you all for listening. Back with you next week.